Welcome to the Kevin White Show,
broadcasting live from the USA.
Get ready for a powerful word from God with the encouragement, strength, and comfort you need for today.
Come say hello to friends around the world from 163 different countries.
Hello.
Say hello.
Dadile.
Salam.
Adam.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the show. Kevin White is a best-selling author. His books are available in all formats and multiple languages worldwide, everywhere books are sold. As an international speaker, Kevin has flown over a million miles to 28 different countries and spoken to thousands of audiences around the world.
A serial entrepreneur, Kevin has helped start hundreds of churches, businesses, and nonprofits throughout the world. Kevin is CEO of Spirit Media, a full-service and multinational publishing, branding, and marketing company based in the USA.
Okay, who's ready to prosper in the presence of God? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help welcome your friend
and mine, Kevin White.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Kevin White Show. I hope you are doing well. It is Tuesday, April the 2nd, 2024. How are you doing? It is a spring day here in lovely North Carolina in the USA, but we are able to welcome friends thousands of miles away, some of them very nearby. Say hello. Tell us where you're watching from. Are you here in our area? Are you overseas in other countries? Welcome to everyone watching in Myanmar. There we go. Come on. Come on. Tell us where you're watching from. Say hello to your people around the world. There's Abel from Pakistan, Myanmar, Pakistan. There's Rays of Hope from Mumbai, India. God bless you. Hello to everyone in India. There's Arts by Justin in USA. Glad to have friends all over the world. I think he's from Bangladesh. Tell me where you're from. Yep. And Joshua from Rajahmundry. Hello, brother. How are you doing? Hope everyone had a happy Easter. We're so grateful to have you in the show. Today, there is a Sister Brittany from North Carolina. Yes. Hello. Bangladesh. Yep, I got it. I'm remembering. Who's watching from Nigeria? There is Pastor Bernard Shaw from Chennai. Who's watching in Kenya, Canada, Mexico, Germany, Ukraine, Jerusalem, Israel? What about Iraq and Afghanistan? Anyone watching in the Middle East? I know over the course, there's Revo from the Philippines, Mabuhay to all of our friends in the Philippines, Barbara from Raleigh. Yes. So we have people right here nearby, people in the Philippines. I understand it is hot right now in the Philippines. So will you, everyone watching, thank you for everyone putting glory, everyone putting comments in the chat. Would you give an emoji of your weather today? Just give us your weather. Is it hot? Is it cold? Are you comfortable? Are you smiling? Is it fire? Is it blizzard? You know, we are having extreme weather in the U.S. on any given day. even here in North Carolina, it can be 87 today, I think is going to be the high, and it might be 35 tomorrow. We have lots of swings here, but report your weather. I'm interested in knowing, is it hot where you are? Yes, there is Haroon. God bless you. Give me your weather report. I want to know if it is hot. Is it cold? Are you comfortable? Is it raining? Okay, Vinice in Orissa, India, he says it's hot. I've been there. It is. It can be hot. Oh, wow. Hyderabad is steamy. Rhoda is in the Philippines. She's saying it's fire hot there. Yes, report your weather. I want to know if it's hot. Is it cold? Are you comfortable? Is it raining? Is it sunny? Keep letting me know. Super hot here in Chennai. Yeah. So lots of places right now. It's April. And if you're below the equator, it is your intense summer. So April and May can be some of the hottest months of the year in India. I think in the Philippines as well. Hot in Myanmar. Yes. Well, very hot in Mumbai. Okay. All right. So God bless you. Ooh, even we have no power there in Myanmar. Three types of weather, hot, and hottest in Chennai. Yeah, I understand. India really only has one temperature at any given time. It's hot. Occasionally, a cool breeze will come through during the months of November and December. But, oh, wow, Nigeria, terribly hot in Nigeria. Okay, all right. Well, it is a beautiful spring day. I don't know if you can see the beauty of our spring here. Outside my window here in the studio, but I am so grateful, and I'm praying that if it is hot externally where you are, that you are sensing the fire of God in your life. Did you have a good Easter celebration? I hope so. We serve a resurrected Savior. This changes everything. If we were to visit a graveyard on Sunday and worship at the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ, it would be a totally different story. But on the third day, he arose. And we celebrated this Sunday that the body is not here, that he has risen from the dead. And we are going to look at what Jesus said after he rose from the dead. And he was talking to the disciples. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, I want you to go with me there, and let's look at this word witness today. Put your hands together for the word of God, this witness, okay? And let's look at Acts 1, 8. But you, everybody say you, okay? Because this is you, all right? So actually you can say, but I, because he's talking to you, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. What an incredible verse for us to unpack just in the next 20 to 25 minutes. I want you to buckle up, and I want you to go through this verse with me. I want you to hear the word you, okay? So often we read the Bible about them that was 2,000 years ago. We read the Bible about people who need God today. We read the Bible about other leaders that are making a difference today. And we say, this is God's word for them. This is God's word for them. But we don't internalize it. And I want you to know God is not playing games and making any mistake when he says, you will be my witnesses. If you have a heartbeat today, Jesus is talking to you. If there is air in your lungs today, Jesus is talking to you. And he says to you, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. This is a description of what happens when the Holy Spirit comes into a believer and is allowed freedom to be who God says he is and do what God says he will do. This is the very presence of God that was manifest in the life of Jesus, and Jesus is confined to human skin. He humbled himself. The divine came into humanity as an act of humility, and he died a criminal's death in my place, in your place, for the forgiveness of our sin. And Jesus actually in John says, it's for your good that I go away, because then the Father will send the Holy Spirit to you. So Jesus raises from the dead. This is monumental. I mean, prophetic. For hundreds of years, it had been prophesied that God would send his one and only Son, and that he would die in our place for the forgiveness of our sin, and he would rise again on the third day, proving that he alone is the one true God, proving that he alone holds the keys to life and death, proving that he alone can give you and I eternal life. And so here he is, risen. He is the resurrected Savior, and he says, but you are to stay here in Jerusalem and pray, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I don't know if you feel powerful today, but if you are marked by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a powerful force of God, force of light in a dark world. And this is the power of God. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead is available to you and I. And it says you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And I just want you to hit a timeout button and ask, when is that going to happen? When are you receiving the Holy Spirit? Because this is a prophetic verse of something that has now been fulfilled. Just a few verses later in Acts chapter 2, Scripture records, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Another demonstration of power from the Holy Spirit. God, we've talked about this all throughout this series. You and I are the glove and God is the hand. The glove is powerless to do anything, cannot pick up anything. You put the hand into the glove and all of a sudden miracles begin to happen. Power is unleashed through me, through you. And Jesus is prophesying in Acts chapter 1, and it is fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. And that was thousands of years ago. And every person, you, me, I was 10 years old when I called upon the name of Jesus for salvation. When were you saved? When were you forgiven of your sins? When did you call upon the name of Jesus? No one else, nothing else, Jesus. Jesus alone is the one resurrected Savior. And the Bible says, all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. And immediately, the Holy Spirit is made available, given impartation into the believers of God. Now, I was not taught about the Holy Spirit. I wish I was saved and baptized, which I was, and immediately discipled on this gift. What an incredible gift this is. It changes everything. It makes all the difference in the world to have the very presence of Jesus, the resurrected Savior, imparted into me, imparted into you. It is powerful. Things happen that would never happen if it wasn't because of the presence of God in my life, in your life. When did you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because when you did, you were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, that doesn't mean you know about it. Paul says you are transformed as you change your mind. It took decades for my mind to catch up with what God did when I was 10 years old. When I was 17, I prayed, God, if there's more to you than I realize, I want to know it. And that was a life-changing prayer. But it really wasn't even until my late 20s that I really began to understand the person of the Holy Spirit. I love Father God. I love the Son, Jesus Christ. And I am so thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to answer the question with me. When does this happen? When does Jesus's verse, prophetic word, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, when does it happen? Because if you look around at our brothers and sisters all throughout the world, it is as if most believers are living as if this is yet to happen. And I want you to hear the word of God today that he has fulfilled prophecy from you will be my witnesses to you are my witnesses. This is not something that needs to take place in the future. It has already taken place in the past. And I just want you to be encouraged. Is there anyone watching that is standing in the gap of God's prophetic word and his deliverance of that prophetic word in your life, the manifestation? Some people have been told by God, you will marry, and they're not married yet. Some people have been told by God, you will have a baby, and they haven't had a baby yet. Some people have been told by God, you will have twins. I know a couple in India that have been told they will have twins. And to my knowledge, she has not conceived yet. They're in a gap. Some people have been told you will be used to the nations, and yet they can't even get out of their city. Some people have been told by God, you will be a doctor, and yet they can't even afford their entrance fee into the university. And they're in the gap between prophecy of what is to come and the deliverance of as it is in heaven, let it be on earth. And they're on earth waiting for heaven to come. And I want you to identify and be encouraged that you are already the fulfillment of Jesus's prophecy. And if he can do it then, he can do it again. I am standing in the gap in business. I'm standing in the gap in a lot of areas of my life for the prophetic word over my children, the prophetic word over my grandchildren. We're standing in the gap, and we should be encouraged that God is a God that fulfills prophecy. Look at what Jesus said. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And just a few verses later, it literally says, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. It's done. Can you say done? Can you put done in the chat? I wonder how many people would be willing to just put done and your favorite worship emoji in the chat. Get the praise emoji going. Get the bomb blast going, the shouts of glory going, because it is done. You have received the Holy Spirit. And if you're like, Kevin, I don't know if I have. It doesn't depend upon you. It depends upon God forgiving you of your sins. And the only thing you have to do is ask Jesus to forgive you. Have you ever asked Jesus to forgive you, to be your Lord and Savior? If so, you are filled. You may not act like it. You may not think like it. You may not smell like it. But you are filled, and it is time that you walk in it. It is time that you act like it. It is time that you smell like it. It is time that you show it. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. This isn't something you got to doubt. It's not something you got to hope for. It is done. It is finished. So let's go through these words. Have you received the word you? Jesus isn't talking about the people beside you, your spouse, your children. He wants to talk to you, pastor, you, sister, you, brother, you, 12-year-old, you, 85-year-old. He wants to talk to you. This is his promise of you. You have been taken from you will be my witnesses, to you are my witness. So I want you to celebrate April 2nd, 2024 AD. If you go through human history, you will see that the calendar used to be BC, before Christ, and then it actually is 2024 years after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Most of the 8 billion people on planet Earth, in Japan, China, Russia, every place on the planet that denies Jesus as a nation, are absolutely repeating the date after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want you to know, you are not waiting to be made witnesses. You are. You might be a horrible witness of God. You may not be declaring His glory. You may not be telling people what He has done for you, but you are, by God's identity, His witness. And it is time. If there is ever a time in human history for we, the church, the people of God, the people marked by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the witnesses of Almighty God, it is today. So what in the world is a witness? What is it? Well, this is very practical. It's not rocket science. Number one is, a witness has seen and heard something. Have you ever seen Jesus? Have you ever heard the words of Jesus? You are a witness. You gave me a witness to your weather. It's not rocket science to go and tell people what you have seen God do and what you have heard God say. You know, the evening news tonight will be bombarding the world with everything God has not said. Where will we finally insert, this is the word of the Lord? Where are the prophets today? Where are the missionaries today? Where are the witnesses today that will stand up and say, this is the God. This is God. This is what He says. Where is the declaration of word? It depends upon you and I allowing Him to use our voice box, our hands to type in books, to write books, to preach and to pray and to share the message. Number two is, a witness furnishes evidence. Furnishes evidence. Where's the evidence in your life, in my life, of the glory of God? I look around me and all I can see is the goodness of God. If it weren't for the Lord, where would I be? There is so much evidence in my life. I don't deserve what I've been given. And, excuse me, and God has been so faithful. My marriage is evidence. Our children are evidence. Our grandchildren are evidence. Our possessions are evidence. The travel that God has allowed me to go, I've traveled. My parents never held a passport, and yet by the grace of God, this poor kid from Sunshine, North Carolina, has traveled over 1,000,000 miles to 28 different countries. Been to India over 50 times, taken 1,000 people on short-term trips. My sixth book is now being published. I have this podcast show. I don't deserve any of this, but there is evidence. Like, there is the peace of God in my life, the love of God through my life. Is there character showing up that you can't explain except but God? Is there faith showing up? Is there generosity showing up? If you show an act of compassion, that is evidence that God is at work in you. If you show mercy to another person, you are given evidence that God has done something in your heart, done something in your life. The third thing of a witness is, a witness can say, I know this is true. I know that Jesus has risen from the dead. I have been held captive by sin before, but now I am no longer a slave to sin. I know the forgiveness of sin. I went into a prayer meeting one time and I was so sick physically because of the spiritual attack on me as a result of bitterness and hatred toward my father. And I walked out a free man. There's no way that that would be possible other than as I forgave my dad, it bore witness of the grace of God in my life. And I went into that time of prayer totally in chains, emotionally and spiritually. And I came out of that time of prayer a free man. And I'm walking in freedom. I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in the evidence of God's goodness in my life. And so can you give a witness of what you've seen and heard? Absolutely you can. Can you furnish evidence? Yes. Start a journal of everything you can think to be thankful for. And every piece of that is evidence. Can you say, I know this is true. I once was blind, but now I see. You cannot tell a person that has been healed of their sight, a person that is now walking, that Jesus is not real. Like, and all of us spiritually have been lame. We could not do anything. We were powerless. We were blind. We could not see. And Jesus came along and he healed us and he restored us and he redeemed us and he forgave us and he poured his grace out upon us and he loved us and he chose us. Hallelujah. We can be evidence. We can be witnesses of this. And so let's break down this verse. It says, you will tell people about me everywhere. And I just want you to understand the power of everywhere, because so often we focus on right now in front of me instead of everywhere. And you can be so focused in your face view of what is right in front of you that you never get to the nations. But I promise you, on the authority of God's word, if you will focus everywhere, you will actually be effective right where you are. And look at the strategy of God. You will tell people about me everywhere in Jerusalem. That was right where they were standing. That was their city. But then he added throughout Judea. That's 21 kilometers away. The average travel in Bible days of the entire life travel was 60 kilometers, about 37 miles. The average person would travel in their lifetime the equivalent of 37 miles away. And Jesus is saying, you're going to be a witness right here. You're going to be a witness beyond the life that you could possibly travel. And you are going to And then he says, and you will be in Samaria, which is 160 kilometers away. And even Jesus in his lifetime, the Jesus trail that you can go and take there where Jesus actually walked throughout his lifetime is 40 miles long. But it doesn't stop there. It says to the ends of the earth. And on April the 2nd, 2024, it has never been so possible in human history to take the witness of God to the ends of the earth as it is today. And tomorrow, there will be even more opportunity. And if the Jesus tarries on April the 4th, more opportunity. April the 5th, more opportunity. And I just have a practical question for you. Where are you willing to allow today's technology to take the faith that God has given you? Will you write your book? Will you start your live podcast show? Will you start your website, your blog? Obviously, you know, Spirit Media can help you with all of that. But regardless of whether you use Spirit Media to help take your message to the nations, God's message to you, will you give God the gift of the message, the story of Jesus in your life? And will you not deny what the Lord can do in taking it to the nations? There are brothers and sisters in Germany, in Russia, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, in Gaza right now. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, that call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that desperately need comfort and encouragement and strength. Will you allow the Word of God to be manifest through your voice, through your His story through you? Will you allow His story to be told for His glory? Jesus isn't saying, maybe someday you're going to be my witnesses. That's been fulfilled. And today's word over you and over me is, you are my witnesses. You are. You are my witnesses. But are you giving God His story through you? I'm asking, will you write a book? Will you allow me to be a publisher of your book? Will you tell your story? I want to pray over you that you would just surrender God's story through you to the nations. I'm not asking you to argue back. I plead with you. Don't say, I can't afford that. I can't do that. I am working on my seventh book. And if I had to depend upon what was in my bank account, I wouldn't have written my first. This show, in the next 90 days, by the grace of God, will go to 163 of the 195 nations. I'm a poor kid from Sunshine, North Carolina. Don't argue with my God. Give Him your story. It's His, for His glory. You are my witnesses, He says, over you today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for every person, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every person covered under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that has heard this message. And I pray, God, that You would stir in them the crafting of Your story through them. And God, I pray that we would be Your witnesses in the checkout lanes today. We'd be Your witnesses in the offices, in the marketplace. We would be Your witnesses in our marriages. We would be Your witnesses in our homes. We would be Your witnesses in our children, in our grandchildren. We'd be Your witnesses in our church. We would be Your witnesses in the hospitals. We would be Your witnesses in the mortuaries. We would be Your witnesses everywhere life takes us. And that we would purpose that there is air in my lungs. There is a beat in my heart in order for me to be Your witness. And that I would go and tell, and I would give evidence, and I would report, and I would publish Your glorious deeds among the nations. I will tell everyone the great things You have done, for You are worthy. Jesus is worthy of witnesses in all 195 nations standing up right now in the name of Jesus and saying, I am the witness of my God, and I will live my life to be Your witness. Come and have Your way in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, praise the Lord. I hope that you will receive this word. I hope that you will really take it into your prayer closet. I hope you will start writing your book, sharing your testimony, sharing your story. I'd love to hear from you. If I can help you in any way to sharpen and accelerate the message of God through you to all 195 nations, I'm a phone call away. Our team is at Spirit Media is ready to help you. I'm not trying to turn this into a sales pitch. It's not about that. It's about you and I recognizing that Jesus is worthy of you being His witness. I love you. I'll see you back here next week on The Kevin White Show. God bless you all.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing The Kevin White Show. Visit kevinwhite.us for Kevin's blog, videos, books, and more, all geared toward helping you prosper in the presence of God. That's kevinwhite.us.
Kevin's books are available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Contact Spirit Media for all your publishing and marketing needs at spiritmedia.us. Spirit Media. taking the message of God through the people of God to the nations. Visit spiritmedia.us today.
Join the generosity movement at SM Gives, a federally recognized 501c free organization. All gifts, tax deductible. 100% of every gift used to share the good news of Jesus in all 195 nations around the world.
This has been The Kevin White Show. Find the complete archive of all episodes at kevinwhite.us or subscribe for free through your favorite podcast player and never miss an episode.
This program copyright Kevin White International, all rights reserved.
We will see you back here every Tuesday on The Kevin White Show with another powerful message of encouragement, strength, and comfort from God. Thank you.